15, 20 feet up the hill.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the thing on the door you used to open that?
That doorknob.
Uh-huh. Is there anything, like a knob of land, you use that term around here?
No, I didn't call it a knob.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call something that was some part of the land that'd be really large? It was more than a hill, it'd be a big...
Well, it'd be a mountain.
Uh-huh.
We don't have mountains.
Yeah. Is there any words for land that's between the size of a hill and mountain at all? That's the use right here.
Just call it flat land down below here. Call it it's really flat.
Yeah.
It don't have no hills on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's from where the coops are down, it's all flat.
What if you had a mountain, let's say, and there's a rocky side and it just cut off real sharp, like, what would you call that?
Well, that'd be the face of the mountain, the cliff.
Or if you head up in the mountains, let's say the road winds through a certain place between mountains, what would you call that? That part between the mountains?
Probably a valley.
Uh-huh. Well, let's say it was still up there.
Oh, you're still riding it.
Yeah, you're
ridge.
Still up in the mountain there.
Riding ridge.
Uh-huh. Or if you had a piece of wood and you were cutting into it with your knife, you might say every time.
Oh, that'd be whittling.
Uh-huh. What would you whittle in there that you'd just take a little piece out of that? Or sometimes, like you've seen
them. Well, I'd be the chips and shavings.
Yeah. Let's say, like, you see in the old Western movies, and the guy's got his gun, and every time he kills somebody, he cut a little bit to the...
Or notches
of
a gun.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You ever hear that term used for mountains and land? Like a notch in the mountains?
Notch.
No. There's a place in the mountains people used to come on through the Cumberland.
Oh, that'd be the gap.
Uh-huh. Is that true? You ever hear gap and notch as equivalent terms or anything like that?
Not that to hear. We don't have nothing like that.
Uh-huh. Or how's about like down in Savannah, where the ships come on in and they line them up to unload them, where would they be?
Well, they'd be the docks.
Uh-huh. Any other words for that?
They would... I don't think they'd call them wharf down here.
No?
It was all the Savannah State Docks or something like that, Burdick State Docks. And then when they built ships, they had the slips and the waves.
What was that then?
They build a ship in a slip, and then when they launch it, they have in a way, and it slides down out of the way into the water.
I was wondering what they called that.
Yeah, send them in the back of it. They built ships in Burdick during the war.
Uh-huh.
You know, built the Liberty ship.
Yeah. Talking about water and all, let's say you had a place where a large amount of water would fall over a long distance.
Waterfall?
Yeah. Any other ones around here? Are there any waterfalls around here?
No, it wouldn't be waterfalls. It'd be a few tumbling dams.
What's that?
A tumbling dam is usually when they go out across a river and build a dam of boards. And say they build a board dam 6 foot tall, and then the river backed up at that height, and the water just tumbles over it. And then they usually have a corn mill on the end of it to use the power of the water. They had a tumbling dam liquid one time, had a corn mill on it. It held up a long time, but usually the high water takes them out.
Yeah,
it had quite a tumble. I guess the river was 100 feet wide where it was.
I was interested in seeing that part today
by
that house.
That was
very nice. There was a concrete...
See, that's where it's built. The water would tumble over it.
Yeah.
When the pond got full,
mm-hmm.
The excess water would tumble over that little spillway.
Yeah.
And then when they opened that gate up down at the bottom, the wheel would turn.
Mm-hmm.
Had a right old mill out there.
Yeah, that Christmas.